She smiled slowly. Indeed. It would have been foolish not to exploit such an opportunity. One might think that the Kashiri would have resented your ancestors for perpetuating such a deception.
She turned to Lady Sashaw.
Lady Sashaw, you were lied to and taken advantage of.
Sashaw gave her a slight smile.
Our ancestors were,
she said.
Not I. While the humans of the Lost Tribe and the Kashiri are different races, no one has ever been excluded from achieving high rank if she can prove herself worthy. You yourself worked for Sarasu Talon. It is merit, not genetics, that enables one to rise or fall in our culture. Yes,
said Abeloth.
I did work with Talon.
Val noticed she left it at that. Sashaw apparently did not notice, and continued.
The arrival of the Lost Tribe helped my people. They brought civilization, medicine, technology, art. And now both Kashiri and the tribe stand together as Sith, poised not only to guard against the return of the Destructors, if they do exist, but to do far more. To conquer the galaxy. It is our destiny. And you can be part of that.
Abeloth did not bother to hide her amusement, and Lord Val shook his head inwardly at the delicious irony. Lady Sashaw was the staunchest advocate Abeloth had in the circle, and yet she had apparently, obliviously, just treated this powerful being with condescension. No, Lady Sashaw might have her political machinations going full force, but she was foolish. He would not discount her, of course. Val never discounted his enemies until they were dead. Sashaw might be stupid, but stupid beings could still be very dangerous. He realized he actually might be grateful to the petite Kashiri female. Sashaw had distracted Abeloth, and was clearly enjoying toying with her, and he could observe this potential enemy more readily. So very often, he mused, stupid people, though dangerous, were useful.